Monday morning, joining us now in studio from Rebound Enterprises, we have Brett Reese and also Chad Jenkinson. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
We are here to talk about reunion. Yes. We have seen a lot of construction as you've on Division Street, the building that used to house Jay Grundy's Rubenstein, and the Rubens, just the Rubenstein for many years before that, undergoing, of course, some changes. I think most of our listeners are probably familiar with that, but we've invited you in to get kind of an update on how things are going. We've seen the boards up there, and we talked to you a while back, and you were still kind of in the demolition. Where are we at right now? Bring us up to date.
Well, they've, as you say, we started demoing it and taking everything down, bringing it all back, and taking everything down and putting up as little as possible when you come back, because we're making it historic, urban, industrial feel. And the demolition is pretty much done, Chad. There's still a little bit more, and now we're starting to piece things back together and bring things on, and so we're excited about that.
Yes, the demo took quite a while. We did it mostly internally. It's finished up now to the point of where if anything else needs to be demoed, it's because of structural reasons.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much down to bare walls.
Bare floor, dirt floor, going back to the 1870s. So we got that going for us.
Having talked to you a couple of times during the course of the construction or destruction, actually, at this point, whenever you get buildings like that, you get some surprises, some things that you're going to run into, some other things that you think, ooh, what? Have you had some surprises along the way?
There's been a few surprises that we didn't count on, like 7 layers of flooring that we had to peel up. Ceilings the same way. There was 3 or 4 layers of ceiling. Back in the day, they just put it right on top of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take it out. So it was our job to take everything out to get back to that dirt floor.
Wow.
And some structural things, too, like with the ceilings, the roofs, too, that we've had to beef up and in some cases take down and have to put new up. So.
Now, Brett, you have gone through the process of probably remodeling some buildings to some extent or another. I don't know if it's ever been this extensive with some buildings either here in Northfield or elsewhere. Have you ever seen anything quite like this?
We've never taken it back this far. We've been going back to the original walls, uh-huh. as Chad said, the original floors and the dirt and such. So, and we're, brand new plumbing, HVAC,
electrical, everything.
Yeah,
it's been removed.
Yeah, it's been all removed back to the bare, and going to be putting it back new.
Now, this is not the first time you have been involved with the ownership of the Rubenstein, as we know. You owned it. Was it back in the late 70s, early 80s?
Early 80s. Yeah, a lot of history there. I started working for Danny Freeman back in 1975 when I was in high school.
Yeah,
as a cook back there, and just had a great time. And enjoyed it a lot working with the college students, college kids, and others, and locals. We had a ball back there. Danny did a great job in owning it and managing it, and had the opportunity to purchase it in 1982 with a partner, Dave DeLong.
Mm-hmm.
Dave DeLong was my first partner. I do nothing alone. I like to partner and collaborate. And Dave and I bought it in 82, and then we ended up selling it to Joe Grunhofer in 88.
Mm-hmm. And Chad, let's kind of backtrack a little bit. We're involved. I think this is the first time we've had you on the air involved with Reunion.
Yes.
Have you been on before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get a little. You have a long history of managing restaurants and hospitality business,
yes.
And you also have quite a history of Northfield here now, too. You've been here for a number of years.
Yes. I've been in the restaurant business since, I was 19, so 25, 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Started as a dishwasher. That was my first day on the job, was washing dishes, and I made it up all the rounds of restaurant work up to general manager, regional manager, and managing people within the restaurant and doing every aspect from cooking to waiting tables to it all. So I've done it.
So you will you be the hands-on, the GM, or I don't know what the position will be called, but you...
I'll be the opening GM of Reunion, yes.
Okay, all right.
We are very excited to have Chad lead this group. We started a little corporation called Free Time Restaurants, sort of an honor of Dan Freeman. Dan used to have it, Free Time Inc., when he had it. So we started Free Time Restaurants. Chad is our leader, president. And he has lots of experience, been in Northfield a long time, and we're really excited to have him leading this venture.
All right. Let's talk about where we're at now and where we're going in the future. You brought in some artist drawings, some architectural drawings of what the exterior of the building will look like. When you look at that, me as a person who's been around for a while, looked at Jay Grundy's Rubenstein, it looks a lot the same, but there are a lot of differences, too. There's, the historical character is still there, but if you recall, the storefront wasn't quite it was quirky. It was three different buildings.
You never knew what door you were supposed to go in, type thing. So, yeah, we have removed the window planes on the storefront. They're being replaced with new windows. We needed to do that anyways. We have brought it down straight or flat across the entire Division Street side, so it will be even across the whole way. The main entrance will be the corner door. We wanted to bring that historic to the buildings themselves. I mean, that was one of the first corner doors ever built in a building of that time frame. Or in Minnesota, I want to say. It was the first corner door in Minnesota. And so we want to have that be our main entrance. It's great visibility, just makes the most sense.
You know, I never knew that was the first corner door. I guess I never really thought about that. And I know a little bit about history in Northfield, so you've done some homework on this.
Yes.
Yeah, we've looked up a lot of facts and to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
Now, where, as far as the interior construction, where are you going to from here? You got to kind of strip down. Is it a little easier now that everything is basically stripped down to envision the future of this?
Yes, actually, it's a lot easier now that it's stripped down. Before, it was kind of difficult. We actually had our architects, Dave Medine from Parable, drawing up things, but we never really knew if it was going to fit because we were planning to do all this demo of taking back all these walls and stuff. So now that it has been removed, now we've really been able to zero in on it and get it all planned out.
Yeah. All right. Another little historical fact. Dave Medine, Chad mentioned Dave Medine Architects. He helped Jim Harrod and Steve McKay do the original 1969 Rubenstein. He was the architect back in 69 when it became the Rubenstein.
Yeah, that was fun. He brought in the old drawings from when they did that in 69.
Wow. 50 years ago.
Now, when the Rubenstein first opened back in 69, it was just what would now be the middle building or what used to be, I guess, what a lot of people would know from recent history is the middle building.
The middle building, right. It was the Northfield Laundry. Mm-hmm. And Steve McKay, Jim Harrod purchased it, and it was the first establishment in Northfield that had a liquor license besides the service clubs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was the first place that served liquor on site, on sale.
Wow. And that's another thing that I guess I didn't really realize. I'd heard Northfield had been something of a dry community before that, but here's some of the long-timers talk. Okay, going forward in the future, how long do you think this is going to take now for the build-out? Will you be open up over the course of the winter, in the early spring? Or
It'll be in the spring. It'll be spring of 2019 is when our opening date will be. We've had some delays, but we're on track and we're going for it now.
Yeah, we're very pleased. Norfolk Constructions, our general contractor, Pumper Plumbing, Schultz Electric. We're using a lot of locals here, and hopefully scheduled to open in the spring of 2019.
All right. What else? Anything else you'd like to mention about the new Reunion or the construction process?
We're just excited about it. You know, it's going to be a place for everybody. You know, we have three buildings here, three first floor, second floor. You're going to be utilizing the whole, all three buildings for a bar, wood fire grill, restaurant, events, entertainment, lounge area upstairs. Just really excited about it and adding it to the community. And a lot of things going on now in Northfield. Mm-hmm. So it'll add to that block with Imminent Brewery and the Armory and add to the experience in Northfield.
Yeah, and it's just so good to see, as a person who's been around Northfield for 30-plus years now, and coming from a town where I visit from time to time, Rantoul, Illinois, where they don't have the investment that a lot of people in Northfield have, you know, citizens, private citizens, have put into the buildings in the downtown. It really shows, and thank you for your commitment to the community. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
And one other thing, Brett, before I get you to leave, you are also involved with the hotel just right across the street here. Everything going okay? We're looking for a fall opening for that?
Yeah, Fairfield Inn & Suites. As you can see, it's getting close to the opening. Looking at probably the October time frame, so fall. We'd hoped to open earlier, but ran into a few different things, some water issues and that type of stuff. But it's going well, and excited to be an asset to the community here soon.
All right. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys have a good, enjoy yourselves for defeat days, and yeah. Maybe sometime closer to the opening gate, we'll have you back in.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Brett Reese and Chad Jenkinson, once again from Reunion and Freetime Restaurants. Did I get that right? All right.